Alrighty, it's Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. It's time for your Verizon winning formula featuring Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. We try to find the winning formulas for the Vikings against the opponent. Today, the Tennessee Titans. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Winning formula has been good. We have been victorious three times, hopefully to take it to four today against the 1-3 Titans. Quickly on the Titans, 1-3, but the team has played some really good teams so far.
I mean, Houston, New England, San Diego, a high-scoring Detroit team, absolutely. You got teams that are in top 10 in scoring defense, top 10 in scoring offense, top 10 in margin of victories. So it's a 1-3 team, but they might be playing a little bit better than that. The Vikings cannot rest on their laurels, got to play well if you're going to beat this Titans team.
We face veteran quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. Let's begin the winning formula, thanks to Verizon, with defense.
I think it's stay aggressive, and by that I don't mean zero blitzing and sending blitzes with cornerbacks or safeties. I mean going after ball carriers with abandon, like we saw Jamarcus Sanford do and we saw Harrison Smith do on Calvin Johnson, knocking a pass out of his hands in the end zone, forcing fumbles, recovering fumbles. We're seeing our young defense play fast. And if they're not thinking very much, they can play faster. That's one thing I think our new defensive coordinator, Alan Williams, has done very well. He simplified this defense so guys are focusing on fundamentals. And for the young guys, that lets them play fast. Our young defenders, Sanford, Harrison Smith, Josh Robinson, Chris Cook, they're playing great right now, and it's because they're playing fast.
Five sacks against the Lions. Excellent tackling the last two games. Wonderful angles. Hopefully it continues today. Now, offensively, we take on a Titans defense that has really been struggling of late. What's the Verizon winning formula for the offense?
I think it's Christian Ponder. You know, we've gotten by the last couple of games running the football, playing good defense, making a play here or there on special teams. This is a game, I think, where Christian Ponder and the offense are going to have to get back on track. This Titans defense yields the highest passer rating in the NFL right now. It's 118.3 or something like that. Christian Ponder has to take advantage of that using Kyle Rudolph, using Jerome Simpson. Find a way to get Percy the ball. He only had six offensive touches last week in Detroit. He's got to have more than that this week. I think this is a game where Christian Ponder has some gaudy numbers. If he doesn't, we might have a hard time.
We won the game against the Lions. Percy Harvin, like Mike said, without many offensive touches, but on special teams, from 105 to start it, brilliant. His fifth kick return touchdown. What's the winning formula for special teams?
I think it's reducing mistakes, and to me, the number one thing is penalties. We've been good at that this season. We have the sixth fewest penalties in the NFL, but last week you saw New Orleans Saints lose the game because of a penalty on special teams. Had the Vikings had a penalty on either one of those returns by Percy or Marcus Sherrills, and those scores were negated, we might not have won that game either. So I think Mike Prefer and Chris White, our special teams coaches, need to preach discipline and playing technique. Don't get out of body, no stupid penalties, blocks in the back, anything like that. They've been very good at that this season. I think they have to do that again this week. This is a Titans special teams group that is very good also. They have a couple of return touchdowns. Rob Baronis, a good kicker. So the Vikings have to be buttoned up on special teams, stay disciplined, no penalties.
Excellent job.
Thanks, Paul.
Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. We're 3-1, and Lord knows we're having fun. Let's make it 4-1 today against the Tennessee Titans. For all of us with the Vikings Entertainment Network and a Vikings game plan, thanks for watching.